Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I'm pretty happy right now because in the studio...
You're welcome. I know we make you happy.
No, it has nothing to do with CJ and Bubble Boy being in the studio. What I'm really impressed with is what Captain Patrick left me here at Scuba Radio headquarters from our boat show. A signed autographed copy of News of the World by Queen.
Wow.
All four members. And he left that to put that in this. What are you doing, Patrick?
He's taking it.
On Facebook Live, you can see this. Along with everybody else, and
what are
you putting it in?
Stop thief!
Yeah, hey, bring that back here. What are you doing, Patrick?
You're on camera.
Yeah, we have it on camera. He stole it. He stole it. Authorities, get him! And don't leave. Don't leave that. You don't have to leave yet, Patrick. What are you doing?
You're right. I'm not leaving it.
Yeah. No. Leave the album. You can come back next week.
Is that like leave the cannoli?
Yeah. Okay. I guess he's going
to
take it.
So he just brought that here to rub it in Greg's face. I have an autographed Queen album and you don't? Huge Queen fan?
I got one. You get one too?
You have a clock.
I do.
You wanted to trade me the clock.
I actually have two clocks, two Queen clocks. And I was going to give him the other one for that album. Even trade. That's a swap. That's a great deal.
I don't think that's equitable.
I think that's very equitable. Whose side are you on, CJ? Come on.
The side of truth.
No,
justice,
you are not.
In the American way.
He's a liar.
Just like Superman.
He lies.
You know, Patrick, today is Greg's birthday.
Yeah. Hello.
In what universe?
I'm trying to help
the Marvel universe.
Come on.
Let's Bizarro Greg.
Yes.
I just wanted to start your 2020 broadcast year out on a bang, and I told you years and years and years ago that one day I would bring it in for you to gaze upon its Queen goodness.
And I did. I took my picture with it, which means that I can take that picture to the authorities and say, hey, this guy stole this from the studio. We have it on Facebook Live video. I have the selfie picture.
You have two witnesses.
Yeah, hello.
What'd you do, marry it?
I think I took ownership. I think that's how it works.
It is in your house.
Hello. And then he's going to take it out of my house?
It's in my bag.
Yeah, who knows law enforcement? Someone out there knows law enforcement.
We know a cop.
And call the authorities and arrest him.
But I don't think he cares.
Yeah. We don't send him to jail. Just force a cavity search on Captain Patrick and have him turn over the Queen album.
I don't think that's necessary.
Well, then bonus. All right. Well, so we've started off the new year in typical fashion here at the world's first radio show devoted to diving by not talking anything at all about diving. So let's get back on track. More positive things to discuss. We got the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad fully connected via the web today. That includes Barry the Bugger.
Bugger.
Yes. That includes, I think Jerry. Yeah, Jerry the Diver Guy, I see.
Yeah.
And Pete. What is this? I can't read the thing. Pete the Chihuahua. What is that? What is he? Or Chimichanga? What the hell are you, Pete?
The chairman of the board.
Oh, the chairman of
Scuba Board.
I kind of like the Chihuahua. Pete
great.
The Chihuahua.
Kind of looks like a chimichanga, though.
Chimichanga, yeah.
The manatee
Pete
lover.
The chimichanga. That would probably work. Of course, I see we have the Scuba Cowboy with us. Pop, how you doing, buddy? Happy New Year to you.
Am I coming through?
Yeah, I do. I hear you. Can you hear me, though, is the question.
Yes, I can hear you guys just fine.
All right. You sound like you're in a closet, so come on out of the closet, and then and then we'll talk to you some more.
This is like the second time, isn't it?
Oh, just quit it.
I can't even count how many times.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, we have a full crew. And let's see. We have Eric Douglas, author extraordinaire, to kick off the show. And I believe our special guest is not labeled correctly. But is this Roz from the UK? Do we have her on from across the pond? What's going on there? She is there. I hear her. You know, it's the two strings and cans. But we do have Roz from the UK to help us kick off our 2020 edition of the world's first radio show.
Walt is having technical issues again.
Okay,
will not come out.
All right, we'll just tell him to hang tight. We'll deal with that at the break.
We're getting it.
Just quiet, okay? We'll deal with it at the break. What the hell? Jeez, people.
He's grumpy.
You're killing me.
Yeah. I had to. I just had a friggin' autographed album stolen from my broadcast headquarters. I deserve a little patience. We just lost Roz. No, we didn't. Roz is with us. Roz, how are you? Come on in.
Good.
Yeah. So how are things across the pond? Did you celebrate the new year accordingly by jumping in the drink? Did you go diving for the new year or no?
I dived into a bottle of fizz.
Okay. So we have that in common. See? I like that. So, yeah, you didn't do any diving, but you... you might have had a cocktail or two and that kind of thing. But you've been pretty busy. I've seen some stuff up on Facebook, right? Or have you been kind of in holiday mode? How would you describe it? What do you think, Ross?
Half and half, Greg.
Yeah, half and half. Okay. All right, have you made your diving New Year's resolutions? We were talking about that last week on the show. Last week we were talking about highlights of 2019, our best dives, and then looking forward to the new year by, hey, what do we want to mark off the list? Have you already had a self-evaluation in that regard there, Roz? What do you think?
I thought about Scarpa 100 a lot because we had the 100th anniversary of the German High Seas Fleet going down up in Scarpa Flow, and that was really special being up there.
I gotcha. Yeah.
Longest day, the people who were there, the grandsons of Von Reuter, Jellicoe, and Fremantle. So three big players from England and Germany, 100 years on, their grandsons. They would never have even considered their grandsons being up there.
Yeah.
Mickey Mantle got it.
Remembering it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty awesome. But that was last year, right?
Yeah, so I thought about that, and I've made absolutely zero plans for diving this year.
But plans? Why?
I'm diving.
Why would you wait? I mean, for instance, are you going to be going to Germany for the boot show? I'm going to go into that in a couple weeks for the first time ever.
That's the most. Oh, when are you coming, Greg?
I am going to be there for 3 days. It's a 10-day event, so that Wednesday through Friday. I'm planning to attend the boot show in Germany. And then I get to fly to the Maldives and be on a new Explorer Ventures boat in the Maldives. So it's going to be pretty awesome to be me in a couple weeks. Yeah. But be quiet. Say it again, Roz.
You're in for some really good diving in the Maldives.
Oh, yeah. I have no doubt about that. But what about the boot show? I'm looking forward to hanging with all my UK friends over there. Some of them I met. Yeah, when we're on the Red Sea trip, they go to that show every year. But this is a massive diving, like the largest consumer diving event in the world or something is what I've been told. Is that correct? Would you describe it that way?
It's the largest boating event, I think, in the world. Is it the largest diving hall? Possibly now.
Yeah.
It's possibly even DEMA.
Yeah.
DEMA
is trade. DEMA, you got to be in the industry. This is a consumer show. So, and I don't know, you cut out a little bit, but I think you were saying it's the largest boat show in the world because it has boating, it has paddle boarding, surfing, all the outdoor water sports, and then it has an entire hall that is just on diving, correct? And it's pretty massive from what I've been told.
Absolutely correct.
Okay. Are you looking forward to something to see at that particular show, or have you not got that far yet in your planning?
Not that far. I've got to think about flights and hotels and stuff. But yes, I know that we're going to end up with some new product being launched. We're going to end up with some new standards coming out. It's always, you never know what news you're going to pick up until you get there, Greg. But it's a fantastic show to attend, and you'll have an absolute blast.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, I met some new friends on the last liveaboard trip we did with Explore Ventures on their Red Sea boat. And all of them were German and Swiss, and they all go to that show every year. That's their big thing. So they said, hey, yeah, come on out. We'll show you the ropes. But I'll have Roz there. She'll be able to show me the ropes. Make sure I get out there and cover the show accordingly. CJ, what do you think?
There are no ropes.
There are ropes because it's a boat show. They have to have boats.
It's not like a play,
ropes.
You know, where there's pulleys and curtains.
They're called lines.
Boats and ropes. Boats and ropes.
Listen, when you go to Germany, there's one thing you must do.
Drink beer.
Suck a schnitzel.
Okay. All right, there's that. He's not going, so thank God.
Suck a schnitzel.
Kind of inferior direction. I'll have some pros that know how to work that particular show. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Why, Dr. Jones, whatever are you doing in such a place?
Why don't you come on down here? I'll show you.
Hi, this is Amr. I'm the ops manager for Grand Sea Explorer with Explorer Adventures on the Red Sea.
Walk like an Egyptian.
You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Here is my close personal friend, Greg the Dive Master. For the Arabic listeners, المستمعين اللي بيفهموا عربي هو راجل اهم بس الشو جامد جدا وفي انفورميشن كتير فاسمعوه.
What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at? All right. I'm wondering if something got lost in translation there, but okay.
Yeah, maybe. By the way, Dive Like an Egyptian, the new video that we released a couple weeks ago up there at scubaradio.com. I might play a little clip of that. You've been warned. Okay.
Please don't.
You're welcome. You don't have to ask. I just said I'm going to play it. You don't have to beg, CJ.
I'm not trying to be mean, but nobody wants to hear that again.
Yes, they do. You're a liar. Anyway, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio, the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. Is connected via the web. That includes Barry the Bugger, Jerry the Diver Guy, the Scuba Cowboy, Eric Douglas, Pete the Chupacabra. That's what
the chairman, he said.
Chairman from Scuba Board, right. Yeah, just the prince. really low on your title there, Pete, so it's hard to read. And then Captain Walt from the Gomez Hilton.
Damn your old eyes!
Mr. Gomez.
Mr. Gomez is here today.
Okay. A little carryover from New Year's Eve celebrations.
Hola, amigo.
So Walt DeMartini's alter ego, Mr. Gomez. In the house.
Senor Gomez.
And then from across the pond, we have Roz from the UK. Now, Eric, I want you to stand by. Eric Douglas, author extraordinaire, has been real nice to help us kick off the new year and do a little promo that we're going to give everybody something today. Even though, you know, like Captain Patrick from our boat show gave me an autographed Queen album and then took it back, Eric's not going to do that. He's going to give a gift to everybody listening today to Scuba Radio.
Is that politically?
And he's not going to take it back.
Is it politically incorrect for me to call Captain Patrick an Indian giver?
Yeah, I think it is.
But that's what we used to call
politically incorrect.
It's East Indian giver.
No.
My gracious, no, I've done it.
No. Wrong Indian. Native American.
Yeah, just leave it at that.
He's a queen giver, actually, isn't he?
He's a queen giver, right. Which I don't know what that means, Pete, but I don't know.
You know the band.
Right.
He took it back.
Well, he did. Yeah, right. Well, you know, Roz is from the UK, which is where Queen originated from. And so I think it's a law if you do that kind of stuff, you're immediately thrown in a dungeon below the.
Yeah, I think that's accurate.
The London Bridge?
Trafalgar Square.
London Bridge, right?
The house you're talking about.
Oh, just quiet. Will you guys? I'm talking to Roz. She knows.
You're talking about the tower, which is by Tower Bridge.
Right. And so if you give a Queen album and then you take it back, you're thrown in the dungeon there at the Tower Bridge by the London Bridge. You're well. Bridge. Now you know.
Are you sure you're not slightly confused, dazed and confused?
No, never. What are the odds?
Always.
Okay. Confused. Anyway, Roz, I do want to talk to you, and then I want to get to this gift from Eric Douglas. But you talked about your highlights of 2019. You said you hadn't really made any plans other than doing the boot show for diving for 2020. Is it really that limited at this point? You haven't put that much thought into what you want to accomplish dive-wise for 2020 yet, or what?
I've got a pile of stuff I've got to get written, Greg.
Yeah.
I'm kind of concentrating on that rather than getting in the water at the moment, to be honest, because it's a bit cold as well.
Yeah.
And I really don't fancy jumping into Stony Cove and anything at the moment. I'd like it to warm up just a little bit, because it's about 4 degrees at the moment. 4 degrees centigrade, which is
way damn too cold, that's for sure.
38 degrees Fahrenheit. And I'm getting to be a bit of a warm water wuss. The idea of you going off to the Maldives from Germany just...
Wait, who keeps doing that? Stop it. You keep making... Turn your phone off. All right, so go ahead. I'm sorry, Roz. I was getting distracted.
That's all right. Yeah. The idea of going off to the Maldives would appeal immensely to me.
Right. Yes. So you would like to do that. You can... I could put you up on a spot for the Explorer Ventures boat, probably just 10% over retail.
That's very sweet of you, Greg.
Just this last, I have no control over that kind of stuff. Actually,
it would be better if you paid for it, Greg.
I will. You know what, Roz? I will do something even better. I will. This is the God's honest truth.
Send me a postcard.
No, if you call up Explorer Ventures and you say, hey, I was listening to Greg on Scuba Radio. Could I go on that Maldives trip? He said if you said that you'd give me $100 off. Done.
Right.
I got that kind of power. How about that?
Gosh, I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome. Who is doing that? What the hell is going on?
There's. It's not the phone.
Well, somebody needs to turn off their ringer. Bubble Boy, is that you?
No, Greg.
Yeah, you're a liar. I know you are a liar.
I never do that to you.
You're hearing things, Greg.
Yeah, okay.
So, Eric, you have something exciting for us, apparently. What have you got?
Yeah, you want to go
in? Nice segue, Ron.
Exactly. She's like, this is going down. Let me just throw it to Eric.
Let's move this right along.
I love it. I love it when the guests start controlling the show.
And we're back at Trainwreck Radio.
Okay, there you go. All right. Well, so anyway, and by the way, that $100 deal is available to anybody listening right now. But I just wanted to make a special invite to Roz to make her feel special. You're welcome. All right. And Eric, you can do the same. But you're more in a giving kind of mode right now.
I am.
Yeah. So tell us what everyone is getting other than $100 off of a live aboard trip with Explore Adventures.
Right. Yeah. I can't match that. So in every one of the Mike Scott adventures, I have always said Mike Scott was a photo pro on Grand Cayman and then decided to leave and return to the world as a photojournalist, you know, and that's how he ends up traveling all over the world and getting into all these adventures and all that and all the mayhem that are included in my books. So I decided to write a backstory. So this is the explanation of what happened to Mike on Grand Cayman that made him decide to leave Cayman and return to the world of journalism.
Aha. Uh-huh.
He was raised by monkeys.
Sea monkeys. Funny,
but no.
he has not read the book.
He has not read the story.
Shocking.
So this is a short story, but it's 50, 60 pages, I think.
Yeah.
But it is free for any Scuba Radio listener. I saw actually that you have already put the link up on your website, which is fantastic.
Yep.
There's a service called BookFunnel that will allow you to download it into your Kindle, into your Kindle app, and a couple other different venues. And just for the record, and Barry already told me he's having a little trouble with it.
Well, Barry can't read. That's the reason. So we'll get him an interpreter.
Book funnel, not butt funnel.
No. Yes. Actually, yes. That is correct.
No.
First time you got something right there. Thank you, CJ. More coming up with Eric and the gang next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me.
Pressure.
And connected via the web, we have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, which is an assortment of crazy wackadoos. Kind of like a Scuba Radio Whack Pack, but more. We call them the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad because, well, if we call them a Whack Pack, then we get sued by Howard Stern's folks, I think, or something like that, right?
Whack Offs.
Okay, there you go. That was there. That
Thanks,
was an option.
DJ. Thank you.
Yeah. Barry likes it, but I don't know if Eric, Douglas, and the more respectable squad members would appreciate that.
I got
that.
My respectability from
Greg. Yeah. So says you. All right.
You
so
lost that with the hat.
With his watch cap?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah,
everyone's wearing them now.
They are.
Except
it's the new trend. Who, and by the way, I think it's Pete, the Chupacabra, who keeps logging in and logging out. Is that right, guys? He's having some connection issues?
Yeah, he's having connections issues. So.
I can now finally hear you guys.
Oh, finally.
Thank
okay.
God.
Okay.
We can hear
now,
you.
Now shut the hell up.
Oh, we've lost him again.
Well, no, we're going to get to Pete in just a bit. But we got Eric Douglas, who's an author and has been nice enough to give everybody listening today a free ebook. And it is the setup story for his Mike Scott series. Mike Scott, the main star, diving photographer, journalist in the Mike Scott series. And you check it out, booksbyeric.com. We have a link to the free ebook at scubaradio.com. But this ebook is kind of like a prequel to his entire series, right, Eric?
That's exactly right. Now, frankly, I wrote it after I'd written probably the first eight novels, but yes, it's a setup. It's the backstory on Mike Scott and it's actually set in the 90s, so it's early 90s. So it's how Mike Scott became the man that he is.
Yeah, parachute pants.
Pearl Jam,
right? Yeah, that kind of stuff.
He's based on his Star Wars thing.
Right. Star Wars? I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, I guess it could be. All right, more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Take a look at it on the ocean floor. Just go down there, take your scuba gear and go down there. One of you would do that, I know.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubba Boy are in the studio. And then connected via the web, we have our Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, which entails, well, Eric Douglas, author extraordinaire. We got Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Bugger, who, you know, he likes bugs.
No, and it's lobsters.
No, I think he likes bugs, too. No. So it has a double meaning kind of thing. And then we have Captain Walt DeMartini.
Mr. Gomez.
Well, his alter ego right now.
Julio.
No, I think it's Gomez.
He said it was
no, Mr.
No Julio today, only Mr. Gomez, okay. Solamente.
Right. He has three levels of drunkenness, and we're in number two right now in more ways than one. Also, Pete the Chupacabra, or Pete the Chairman from Scuba Board. I don't know. I can't read
it. Pasa?
Yeah, the
just call him Sinatra.
Sinatra, you think?
Yeah, Chairman so, of the Board.
Right. Works for me.
Okay. All right, so he's taking a break from Scuba Board to join us today and catch up for on this first show of 2020. And then we got Roz from the UK, too.
I have a question for Eric. Is Eric still here?
Yes.
Eric?
No, I left.
crap.
All right, can you blame him?
Maybe next
time. Oh, darn.
No, what is the difference? You talked about Mike Scott being a photo pro and then a photo journalist. What is the difference between the two?
All right. A photo pro is somebody who lives and works on the island and teaches other people how underwater photography.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So, he's a teacher.
Like Kathy Church.
Like exactly. Kathy Church, yeah, and the Cayman Islands.
And the staff that worked for her. And actually, Roz is spot on since Mike Scott is set in, most of Mike Scott, when he's on Grand Cayman, is set around Sunset House, which is where Kathy Church is based out of. So, right. Yep.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Thank you.
And, you know, that'd be an interesting little segue into a Mike Scott adventure, because Kathy Church was around in the 90s.
Yep.
Back there, you know, for this prequel, you could actually said Mike Scott was Kathy Church in another life. He went through kind of a, you know,
transitory phase,
a fluid state of gender.
Well, in some ways, for what it's worth, especially the early Mike Scott is based on, or his experiences as a photo pro is based on a mutual friend of ours, Greg, and I won't out him on the air, but it's actually based on a friend who worked for Kathy Church as a photo pro.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Now, I know the backstory about Mike Scott, your friend, right? Is
right,
that what
right,
you're talking
right.
about? But he actually used to work for...
No, Kathy. No, not my friend Mike Scott. This is another mutual friend of ours in the dive industry who worked for Kathy Church as a photo pro.
Okay.
Does he make equipment, Doug? Eric.
Does he what?
Make equipment.
Does he make equipment
like
now?
Photo he equipment, you mean? He does not. Okay.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that helps absolutely. Well, not at all. It doesn't help, period. But
animal,
anyway.
Vegetable, or mineral.
If you've read,
I'll say he's associated with the Our World Underwater Scholarship Society.
We know that guy. Yeah, we go way back.
You know him, Greg?
Yeah, I know who he's talking about. We'll keep his name off the air because he doesn't want to be associated with any of this.
He's way too respectable
yes,
for this.
Got it. So, but here's the thing. You know, the Mike Scott series of books that Eric has written are very entertaining, whether you're a diver or not. So if you haven't already picked up one of those books, go to booksbyeric.com and do it. But look, you might as well start from the beginning.
Yeah, get the free one, then go in order.
Right.
I like what you guys were thinking.
You don't have to do the whole Star Wars prequel thing. Just start, you know, with this freebie. Get a little teaser of where Mike Scott is coming from, your character, and then dive in. fins like first, and you'll thoroughly enjoy it. And you got to love the price. Free for Scuba Radio listeners for a limited
cheap
time.
Cheap at twice the price.
And this is something that Captain Patrick can't take from you.
Well, you know, I don't think he can.
Unless he hacks into your computer.
Oh, boy. Don't give him any
or
ideas.
Or messes around with your butt funnel.
Easy.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God.
All right. So, look, what about you, Eric? What about 2020 for you? Because I haven't had you on. You weren't on the show last week. Have you thought about any diving, adventures you'd like to mark off the list here? You know, kind of like a New Year's resolution, diving wise.
I'm unfortunately in the same category as Roz. I don't really have anything planned, but there's not a doubt in my mind something will come up before too much longer. But last week my internet went out. I was planning to be on the show, and then suddenly I had no home internet.
I don't
have anything scheduled mountains. Yet, but there's a couple things I'd like to do. We'll see how it turns out.
Yeah. Yeah, the mountains don't like to cooperate with internet, according to...
Sometimes it's a little sketchy.
Jerry the Diver Guy. Yeah.
The mountain gives and the mountain takes away.
I think that might be accurate. I don't know.
It's about the truth.
Mm-hmm. But, okay, let's go to the Chupacabra. Pete, so from Scuba Board, I think he got a stable connection. He's not in any mountains, and he still has problems.
Is he in Mexico? Is that why you call him a
Chupacabra? He's below sea level. And
I'm at the end of the digital dirt road.
Yeah, he's
literally
there. Yeah, but we do have him for the first time dirt in 2020. And I wanted to bring Pete on today because there was a topic, and it only took us 45 minutes or so to get into it, because we had a little chat this week about, you know, being the new year. You know, Pete is a dive instructor. I'm a dive instructor. Jerry the Diver Guy is. I don't know, Roz, are you a dive instructor too? Do you have that level of certification or no? What do you
think? I do.
Okay, so you can relate to this. You know, it's the beginning of the year. Your membership instructor dues are due.
Inadequate.
To be paid. Yeah, you guys don't count for squat.
No, this you're pepper seed.
I'll be quiet. The big people are...
I'm a pepper too.
Yeah. So, you know, the question for me is I have not been doing a lot of teaching the last few years.
Tell me about it.
I've been talking about it, and I've been monitoring, like, Jerry the Diver Guy's students, Brittany the Aqua Gypsy students, Patty divers and things like that. We've been covering it, but I haven't been doing a lot of teaching myself. Now, obviously I still talk quite a bit about, diving in general, and teaching periodically comes up on the show, quite a bit, but I've been just trying to decide, you know, as you reflect at the end of the year and the start of a new one, you know, should I do this?
Do scuba radio?
No. Should I even bother being an instructor anymore if I'm not going to really do much teaching? And because, you know, the thing is, you got to pay for it. You know, it costs a few $100 just to maintain your status as an instructor. It has nothing to do with your teaching skills or your know-how or that kind of thing. But, you know, when that bill comes.
And then there's insurance.
Oh, yeah. And
on there's top insurance. Of that.
Right.
Do you have to take continuing professional education?
You're not an instructor. You cannot talk.
I was asking a question about it.
Barry, what part of the big kids are speaking right now that you did not hear?
Barry,
I'll go back to sleep.
Barry, for some agencies, yes, you have to take continuing education.
If you don't renew, how much are you going to regret?
I only know
renewing?
Of one.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the question, Roz. If I don't renew, you know, am I going to regret it? And I don't know. That's why I'm kind of mulling that over right now, whether or not I really want to teach or just, maintain, you know, my status as an active diver and go from there.
What is your dilemma with the whole thing? I haven't been doing any teaching.
So if I'm not teaching, why do I got to pay my teaching dues? You know, that's the question.
Can I answer, Jerry? Can I answer Jerry here?
Yeah, Pete, Jerry, the floor is yours.
I belong to three agencies. They're about $150 to $200 each agency. I teach different things under each agency. And then there's insurance, which is about $800
a
year.
That's correct.
So you're looking at $1,400, $1,300 for the year. Am I really teaching that often to justify that amount of money?
Right.
And I don't think I am. I love to teach. Actually, I love to teach instructors.
Mm-hmm.
I have a unique approach to my teaching. Everyone loves it. But, you know, especially since I broke my leg last year, I'm not at a point where I feel safe taking students in the water. Because where I have to save a student, I don't know that I could get them out of the water with this leg the way it is.
All right. Well, look, first off, Roz has to turn off her microphone because she's typing at the same time. We can hear all that, Roz. So you got to do that. CJ?
I have something, Greg. If you really want to give something up,
yeah,
I have two suggestions. Singing and ukulele.
God bless you.
It's ukulele, you rat bastard.
Whatever.
Ukulele.
No.
You give that up instead of teaching.
No. They you know, that,
just say no.
That is just talent, and that doesn't cost me anything. That's something that I give to the world. And you're welcome, or I apologize. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, my name is Lisette, and I will be your bartender at Titico Bar in Ceiba. Come on and see me. But until then, keep listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now, here is a one sexy man, Greg, the Dive Master.
There you go.
Yeah. You only took three drinks and two tequila shots.
Yeah, that's what it took.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am a sexy man. Song said, Greg the Dive Master, I said that already.
Was it really dark in that bar, and was she wearing sunglasses?
Oh, it's outdoors. Oh, it's outdoors.
Huh. An eclipse?
There wasn't a lot of light, maybe. That
she
is.
Was laughing when she said it.
And that means what? Nothing.
I think maybe she would, she just was maybe, I have a theory that she was only saying it because you told her to.
No.
What did you tell her to say that?
Greg would
did you write
do that.
That down and tell her
never,
in any way?
Never.
Did you coerce her?
Nah. Why would you say
Greg,
that?
Greg, was that the Tropical?
No, that was the Tipsy Goat Bar in Ceiba.
Yeah,
at the, top
the
of
Goat
Ceiba.
Bar.
Yeah.
That's where we were at the last time, and what, Lisa or whatever her name was?
Yeah. Did she said her name.
Did you pull a Bill Cosby and slip something in her drink?
No, no, I don't. There might have been
some. She actually chose me over Greg.
Figure out why she would say that. It's so weird.
Well, you see, Jerry just said she chose him over me.
Yeah, I'm friends with her on Facebook there.
Right. CJ. She chose him.
She's a hottie.
Being dumber.
Yeah. Huh. I love her, man.
Anyway, moving on. Okay, so, you know, we do have Pete from Scuba Board. So this whole instructor conversation, you know, this dilemma I'm having, you know, it's something that I think a lot of instructors can relate to. You know, beginning of the year, if you're kind of on the fence of, you know, are you going to do any teaching this year? Do you want to pay the dues? Do you want to pay the insurance? And I'm kind of like to the point where I'm not sure that I need to or care. Well, too.
Greg, let me chime in on this. You have options. You know that, correct? You can go to different agencies, pay right. less membership dues, or you can do certain agencies and just pay your due and do not get no insurance to go into non-teaching status.
Right.
And that way you will still keep your instructor rating mm-hmm. and still get whatever you get with them. But you don't have to teach.
Yeah. Well, that may be.
Greg?
Yes, Pete. What do you say?
The whole point about becoming instructor, at least for me at the beginning, was the whole idea of living the dream.
Right.
You know, it's not a job. You're a scuba instructor. But in reality, you and I are living our own dreams.
We're living in our own reality.
Is it a dream or is it a nightmare?
You know? With Scuba Radio and with Scuba Board, mm-hmm. people recognize us, period, whether we were instructors or not.
Yeah, law enforcement. Yeah.
True. And but in reality, it's a part of how much of the dream or the nightmare do you want to live?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that instructorship adds that much more for me anymore. I just don't.
It doesn't
I don't
have
feel
as much
a positive
panache,
from it.
For it you. You know, a novelty after you've done it a few years.
You're Greg the Dive Master. I'm the chairman. People, we're notorious. We're not famous. We're notorious, which I like a whole lot more.
Oh, okay.
Greg, well, if this helps, and yeah. I understand your dilemma, mm-hmm. if it helps, I'm willing right now to forfeit 100% of my Scuba Radio salary.
Really?
I'll do this
Me
for,
too.
I'll do it for free.
I'm not. I'm greedy. You know,
that's not gonna make any hill of beans difference to me. Sorry, guys.
I've got to double what I charge you.
Well, Greg, are you conflicted with brand agencies or what? Like,
not really. No, I mean, you know, I as far as agencies, I don't know that it matters.
Is it because they haven't erected a statue of you yet?
I got a plaque.
I agree with Greg on that. Next. It's the agency doesn't matter. The instructor matters.
That's right. Yeah. I know hey, when I what, do what? Teach, I teach very thoroughly as CJ and Bubble Boy are living examples
yeah,
of this.
We haven't
I
died
spoke.
Yet.
That's right.
Yet.
See?
Yet.
But the bar's main goal.
Yeah.
The main goal is putting people in the water, introducing them to scuba.
Right.
And that's that. It doesn't matter which brand you are, if you're Patty now, SSI, it doesn't matter. What matters is you're bringing people in to teach.
And Jerry, you're already
don't you
doing
think
that
we
with
do
your
that
mouth.
With Don't it's you think you already do that with Scuba Radio?
No. Wait, hold on. One at a time. Cry back. All right. So, Roz, go. You're up first. What did you say?
It's the quality of the instructor, not the agency.
Right.
Yes, it's correct.
I'm definitely with you on that. I think it really doesn't matter, once again, which agency that you get certified with. What matters is the instructor you have and how thorough they are at getting you to point A and to point B, being a fully certified scuba diver with the skills necessary to dive
out of
the
water
like.
To in the water.
Yeah.
Greg, you already bring people into scuba from using your mouth.
But now, why do you find that humorous?
Something about that is strange.
But I mean, you spread the word on your show.
That's true.
Yes, he does. But that's completely different. That's a whole different topic.
I don't know.
I'm not related. Sure. You're talking about getting people in the water.
You're getting them there,
but are you getting them wet, Greg? Are you actually physically taking them out and putting them in the water? No.
That would be illegal, I think.
Look at the trips he leads. I think he does.
Yeah, see? Yeah. I'm with Pete, the chairman, and Chupacabra. I think he nailed it. It really, your contribution to bringing more people into diving might be as an instructor, might be as a radio talk show host for the largest radio show devoted to diving in the world.
Champion. Champion.
No, I kid. Halfway. All right, look, we got another hour of Scuba Radio on deck. Stay close. More to cover on this first show of 2020. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Each little snail, you know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in love here, down in the mud, under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.